This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
Email Wednesday on 98.5 KRZ. We feel your pain and are here to help.
I hope we're helping. Apparently, this is really, really, really common. The woman is, well, she and her husband can't decide what to do about their 6 and 8 year old boys who won't eat anything other than pizza, mac and cheese, chicken tenders and fries. He said they're kids. Let them be kids. It'll be fine. She thinks if they introduce healthier foods, veggies, fruit and that stuff like that while they're young, you know, they'll learn to enjoy it. Let's get a few more calls and let me read a few more text messages. Let's see. Sherry wrote, stop giving them the option to have junk. If they don't want healthier food, then they can starve. Slowly introduce other things. If you allow the junk, then it's on you. Thanks for holding. Your advice?
Right from the time that she was able to start like eating solid foods, I just gave her whatever we ate off of our plates and stuff, and now she eats. She loves broccoli, no problem at all, eats steak.
Well, you tend to emulate your parents, so maybe that's a good idea, but I imagine this would only work if you started them very young like you did. Okay, what's your strategy?
To let them try it, and if they don't like it, they don't like it.
Uh-huh.
And if they don't eat, then just give them a bowl of Rice Krispies. It's healthy.
I don't know if I'd call Rice Krispies healthy, but, oh, I did love those as a kid. So if I love those, it probably wasn't healthy. I want to end with this one. It's from Catherine. She is a pediatric dietitian. She said nearly every parent I speak to tells me the same story, but it takes up to 10 times to introduce a food before a child begins to accept it. Cover the food they don't like with cheese, dressing, or mix it in with other foods. Don't force feed and create negativity around the eating experience, but provide encouragement and praise for trying the new food. If you have significant concerns, consult your doctor to see if it's affecting your child's growth and development. Okay, it's my task now to try to summarize. The thing most people seem to be doing is trying to trick their kids. So I guess that's our advice.